13.1 Artificial meat.
It looks like meat. It feels like meat. And it is, in fact, meat, although it has never been part of any living, breathing animal. To many, this may sound like something straight out of a sci-fi film. Yet we are already producing meat in laboratories, aren't we? Can you talk us through the process?
Basically, artificial meat is grown from stem cells in giant laboratory vats.
Uh-huh.
We have adapted the cutting-edge medical technique of tissue engineering, where individual cells are multiplied to form whole tissues, and applied it to food production. With a single cell from a living animal, we could theoretically produce the world's annual meat supply.
Why is the hunt for a meat substitute so critical at this point in time?
Mainly because Western eating habits, and in particular our love affair with meat, is now spreading to China and other emerging economies. To give you an example of the problem, per person, Americans eat approximately 210 pounds of meat every year. Whereas in China, people traditionally eat about 66 pounds of meat annually. If everybody on Earth consumes 210 pounds of meat a year, well, you do the math.
Cattle need to eat, of course. In the U.S., nearly 70% of the grain and cereals grown is now fed to farmed animals. Grain that could be feeding humans instead. Now imagine how much more grain we would need to grow in order to feed all the cattle we would need to breed to feed a world population who would like to eat more sausages and steaks, cheese and yogurt.
No doubt about it. This high-tech food may sound semi-disgusting to many people, but artificial meat wins hands down in the environment stakes, using far less water, energy and land than livestock do. Meat grown in labs could also be tailored to be healthier than meat from a farm. We could control the nutrient content and screen it for food-borne diseases, for example. At the moment, artificial meat is not yet grown in large quantities since it's expensive to produce, and we still face some challenges in tissue engineering.
I've tried an artificial hamburger patty before this interview. I was sure it would taste of nothing at all, since meat needs blood and fat to give it some taste, right? But I was pleasantly surprised. It tasted very similar to ordinary beef patties, even if the texture was a little less juicy.
Well, the texture in ordinary beef patties varies greatly too, probably because of the addition of pink slime. Once only used in dog food and cooking oil, it's nowadays added as a cheap filler to 70% of ground beef for sale in the U.S.
Oh, that's enough to put me off my hamburgers forever. Pink slime is a nasty substance. It's sprayed with ammonium hydroxide to kill off all the bacteria, right?
Yes, using a cleaning product in order to sanitize the beef sounds gross, I know. But on the other hand, it does mean that every single bacterium is killed off. And that all parts of the animal actually get used, which is a good thing. Waste not, want not.